You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning, ladies. I'm Dr. Jay Dene, and I'm going to continue our conversation with how to embody a more authentic leadership style for yourself and the importance of being a leader in your own life first. Okay? We talked about delegating. Today, we're going to talk about creating your workspace. And so if you were anything like me, you kind of went into your workspace and the most important thing in your workspace was getting your work done. And maybe your workspace would evolve over time to fit a comfortable area where you could actually thrive and be comfortable in every day so that you can produce good, solid work. And of course, we produce good, solid work on a daily basis, but also that work that we need to do to sort of balance ourselves out so that we are comfortable and we're productive at the same time. So today I want to talk a little bit about your workspace, and I just want to give you some suggestions for it. So first of all, your workspace is like your home, right? You spend a lot of time there. So give it some thought. And what I want you to think about with these tips that I give to you is how whatever change you make, I need you to make sure that it speaks to the person who you are authentically. So we've talked a little about some stuff. You have done some thinking in this area, have delved a little deeply, and whatever you have found out, then I want you to kind of bring forth now and let it show itself in your workspace. So my first suggestion to you is to only keep what you need on your desk, nothing else. And that's going to take some real attention to task. So a good filing system, an effective use of your administrative assistant, but keep what you need and only what you need. And we create a to-do list generally, so I hope that you are doing that. For the evening before you go home, my suggestion is that you kind of pile up what you need, your files that you're going to need as it relates to your to-do list for the next day, and put the other ones away for those things that you're done with. And so when you come in the morning, you're ready to go. But keep only what you need and clear out the clutter. I think this is kind of self-explanatory, similar to what we were talking about. Use your administrative assistant effectively for that. I'm going to also suggest that you make your workspace personalized to you. So what colors do you like? Do you like flowers? What's your favorite saying? Who's your favorite author? Whatever it is, beautiful curtains, lighting, aromatherapy, or what scents do you like if you like scents? But create that space there so that when you walk in the morning, you feel like, yes, this feels comfortable. This is good for me. Spend some time doing that. Focus on a single task at a time so that you can get, so that you're really clear on what you're doing. So you're making good and effective decisions in that process. Always try and stay in the present. So sometimes when we're in the decision-making process, depending on what it is, we can kind of lose focus of why we're doing what we're doing in the moment, just as we do in life. So my suggestion to you is to do that. I also want you to make sure that you take breaks. And I want you to make sure that you have lunch. That is critical and vital to your overall well-being. I guess the final thing that I want to add here is to make sure that this space feels right for you. If it feels right for you, that is all that matters. But you have to make sure that it does feel right. If it's a cold room, bring in a heater. If it's a hot room, work that out to normalize the temperature, however you need. But creating a workspace that is comfortable for you is going to change the way that you feel about being there for 8 hours a day. And if you can create one that motivates you, that inspires you, that helps to awaken your senses, whether it's your sense of seeing or smelling or feeling or whatever it is, all of that just helps to enhance the work that you produce. And it doesn't feel so much like work.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. J. Denae. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.